Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Vernichten is to destroy. Vernichten, to destroy. How would you say I destroy? Ich vernichte. How would you say you, sir or madam, destroy? Sie vernichten. Remember, you, sir or madam, the formal way of saying you in German is Sie, written with a capital S. Sie vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy? Sie müssen vernichten. So, you, sir or madam, have to destroy. Sie müssen vernichten. Sie müssen. You have to or you must. Sie müssen. We're using here two verbs. The modal verb müssen, to express what you must or have to, and vernichten as a second verb, kicked to the end in the infinitive form. Sie müssen vernichten. How would you say, you, sir or madam, have to destroy the files? Sie müssen die Akten vernichten. You see, vernichten is kicked to the end because we have two verbs. Whenever you have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Sie müssen die Akten vernichten. Die Akten is another word in German to say files. Die Akte is the singular word. Die Akten, the plural word. Die Akten. Sie müssen die Akten vernichten. How would I say, you have to destroy the data? Sie müssen die Daten vernichten. So we would use it in German in the plural form, die Daten. In English, I think it's used in the singular form, the data. Sie müssen die Daten vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy the documents? Sie müssen die Dokumente vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy the data after the storage? Sie müssen die Daten nach der Speicherung vernichten. You see, the sentence is long. Vernichten is kicked to the end. Nach der Speicherung, after the storage. The storage, die Speicherung. All words in German ending with ung are female, die Speicherung. But nach is a preposition that triggers always the dative, so we need to use the dative articles and endings. The dative female article is der with er, so we say nach der Speicherung. Sie müssen die Daten nach der Speicherung vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy the files after the storage? Sie müssen die Akten nach der Speicherung vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy the documents after the storage? Sie müssen die Dokumente nach der Speicherung vernichten. How would you say you have to destroy the documents after the receipt? Sie müssen die Dokumente nach dem Erhalt vernichten. Der Erhalt is the receipt. Der Erhalt. Nach dem Erhalt. Why dem? Because the dative masculine article, so der Erhalt, becomes a dative dem Erhalt, because nach triggers dative. Nach dem Erhalt. Sie müssen die Dokumente nach dem Erhalt vernichten. How would you say, you have to destroy the documents after the editing? Sie müssen die Dokumente nach der Bearbeitung vernichten. Die Bearbeitung ist die Editing. Nach der Bearbeitung, after the editing. Sie müssen die Dokumente nach der Bearbeitung vernichten. How would you say in the past, I've destroyed? Ich habe vernichtet. Vernichtet is the participle ending with a T, but we have no GE because ver is an unseparable prefix, so there's no space for the GE. Vernichtet, participle, without GE, just a T at the end. Ich habe vernichtet. How would you say, you, sir, have destroyed? Sie haben vernichtet. How would you say, have you destroyed? Haben Sie vernichtet? How would you say, have you destroyed the documents? Haben Sie die Dokumente vernichtet? How would you say, have you destroyed the files? Haben Sie die Akten vernichtet? How would you say, did you destroy the documents completely? Haben Sie die Dokumente komplett vernichtet? So we can say komplett for completely. Haben Sie die Dokumente komplett vernichtet? How would you say, I've destroyed the documents after the receipt? Ich habe die Dokumente nach dem Erhalt vernichtet. You see, vernichtet, the participle is kicked to the end, following the same rule. We have two verbs, and the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich habe die Dokumente nach dem Erhalt vernichtet. How would you say, I've destroyed the documents directly after the receipt? Ich habe die Dokumente direkt nach dem Erhalt vernichtet. How would you say, I've destroyed the documents directly after the editing? Ich habe die Dokumente direkt nach der Bearbeitung vernichtet. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb bestätigen, to confirm. Bestätigen, to confirm. Like to confirm an invitation. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.